to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, Lord Jesus, He is Lord above it all. And in Him, we live, we move, we have our being, and we continue to fight the good fight of faith and to run the race that God has put in front of us, to do that thing which God has for you to do this day, because this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And I know sometimes right now, a lot of you guys have not necessarily felt like rejoicing. And trust me, I get it. But consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith builds perseverance. Perseverance builds character. Character builds hope. And that hope does not disappoint. And, you know, right now, the children of God have been incredibly embattled in these days. And, you know, it's been a significantly long window, I think, for myself in just trying to come out from under some... I mean, you know when you're taking flack that you're over the target, right? That's God bless the church. Thank you for that encouragement the other day. You know, okay. I have noticed something, and I want to just bring this to you guys' attention so that you can see it a little bit as well, to pay more attention to it when it comes up. But there are many times you will see that the things of God, the principles of God, the standards of God, the things that are part of the kingdom, you'll see so often that the world will try to usurp that which God has put out there and try to repackage it and a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. And I keep seeing this again and again and again, this desire to repackage the things of God, to take God out of it, to take Jesus out of it, and to give people some benefit or something, but without Christ. And the thing is Jesus is the power. The name of Jesus is the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except and but by Him. That's His words. So if somebody's going to say, oh, they accept Jesus, well, then now you got to accept what He said. You know, it's amazing to me how many people want to accept Jesus, but they don't want to take what He said and what He did. Jesus said, I only speak the words I hear of the Father. And Jesus also said, I only do the things I see my Father doing. So, you know, as a spiritual, as an earthly and a physical manifestation of the spiritual reality, He showed us an example of being properly aligned with who He is in the eternal sense while He was here in this paradigm. And you and I, we get that same option. Once you've been ingrafted into the vine, you can be a true expression and a true example and a true revelation of who you are in Christ and who you are from an eternal standpoint. So the enemy works very, very, very hard to keep you away from that, because if you move in that, he's got no answer. Now, I saw something the other day and it was just cracking me up, because I've kind of been off social media a lot, and then I'm just starting to like look at a few things here and there, and I saw somebody and they had put something up and they were all excited, so I was curious what this was, and it was somebody talking about you know, it's just a snake oil salesman, but he was talking about The Secret and how there's, which was this book that you know, inside people that look at marketing said that it was marketed very well because it got all these people that had followings to all back up and to write a chapter in this book, and therefore they got their entire followings to all buy this book. So it's a big marketing ploy. But, you know, and it's about basically manifesting, you know, what you want by focusing on it, you know, thinking about it. And this guy, snake oil salesman, was saying, talking about, you know, oh, this is a sub-principle. It's a secondary principle. And the really, the primary thing before that is, he was talking about vibration. And, you know, and how, you know, and you know, alluding to certain truths, sure, but how everything in nature is vibrating at a certain, and going at these frequencies, and so even a body in a coffin is still vibrating, is still moving, yeah, of course. And so then he's trying to get everybody excited about the secret knowledge, the knowledge that he's got that precedes this other thing, and, you know, people pay him lots of money to come and find out this special thing that draws all this what they want into their life. Okay, so you've got a half a billion people that watched or went through that thing, The Secret, if his information was correct. Okay, how's that working out for you? Has the world manifested and the things manifested into those people's lives that they wanted? You know? Okay, now, when he's talking about vibration, you know what? Listen, people, I get tired of people ripping off the scriptures and then trying to package it like something new or something that they just came up with. There's nothing new under the sun, nothing. And, you know, there's something in the scriptures that's already talked about by faith. By faith. Faith is certainty. The evidence of things hoped for. You know, come on. By faith, all kinds of things happen. But just don't say that this is your thing. Just don't say that this is, just give God the glory. Give God the credit when he's made something known to man. You know, because this is not yours. And there is a source of that. So, now here's something, though, I did want to bring up and I did want to make mention of. The fact that, why does the enemy attack so strongly the people of God? Because the people of God are people of faith. Why does the enemy attack the people of God? Well, because, all right, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And when you, a child of the living God, who you can believe and you can move forward in that belief and things will happen and manifest, and you can also speak and things will happen and they will change. Well, why is it that the enemy then comes after you? Well, a big part of that is because you will manifest through the faith that is in you and through the nature of who you are, you will create and you will manifest certain things. And so the enemy wants you to manifest misery and pain and failure. And so that's why you get beamed with that continuously. Because in order to get you to manifest that, they attack your mind and work very hard to get you to think and to create and to even speak destruction into your own life and into your own experience. I got to pause this just for a second. Hopefully this doesn't get cut off. If it does, I'm going to have to post it right here. Okay, so the enemy is working to get you to manifest misery and pain and destruction. And so this is where also those attacks come against your thought life. Those attacks come from outside of you. And the enemy wants you to internalize those and to get those into your heart, because out of the heart, the mouth, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, if the enemy can cause disappointment, And then take from that disappointment and leverage that to tell you, oh, you're always going to fail. You're always going to have this shortcoming. This is never going to happen. You say, are you hearing this? Have you heard this before? Have you ever woken up in the morning and you've got those thoughts just coming straight? You haven't even done anything for the day, and now those thoughts are coming against your mind. Well, you got to know that those are not you. Those are coming from outside of you. And the purpose of that is the enemy is trying to get you to create and do his work for him. So you to create your own destruction. You to create your own problem. You to create your own issue. This is why you want to have the word, and this is why you want to have prayer, and this is why the scriptures tell you to take every thought captive and make it obedient to the lordship of Jesus Christ. You understand? Make it obedient to the lordship of Jesus Christ. So take every thought captive and make it obedient to the lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, in doing that, when you take a thought captive, you're taking a look at that thing. You're making that thought your prisoner. You are, and you're making that thought obedient to the lordship of Jesus Christ. So now, if the enemy says something to you, you're going to, okay, here's one, you're going to fail. You're not going to succeed. Okay, now, let me take that thought captive. Why? Because we have the weapons of our warfare. Why? Because you have in you the mind of Christ. Not the mind of the world, but the mind of Christ. So you take that thought captive. You surround that thought. You bring that thought under subjection. You surround it and you put it at the sword point of the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And you put that sword right in the chest of that thing, of that thought, and you see, does it match up? Does it measure up? And if it doesn't, you run that thought through with the Word of God. You run that thought through with the Spirit of the living God, where it says that you are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Where it says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. You have all the resources of the kingdom of heaven that will be poured out into your life, but you got to move forward in faith. You got to move forward in trust. You got to move forward in that belief. And this is not our natural thinking. This is the bedrock reality truth of who you are in Christ. Which the enemy wants to shake you off of that and to keep you from moving in that, because if you moved in that, you would have power and he can't stop you. He cannot stop you from walking out of the jail cell if you've been set free in Christ Jesus. If the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to your life and you have received that salvation that God gives you in Christ Jesus, God takes you from the power of Satan unto God, from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. Acts chapter 26, you see what happened with Paul? God gave you that. God gave that to you. God took you out of this whole crazy thing and delivered you unto himself, and no height nor depth, no angel, no demon, no principality, nothing in this world can separate you from the love of God that's ours in Christ Jesus. Can I get an amen? Alright, so, now that you have that, walk in that. Now that you have that, use the tools of your warfare. Now, the enemy is going to come at you unrelenting because, one, he knows that his time is short. Two, he can't run the risk of you getting going in this. So we are in a war, we are in a battle, we are fighting this out, fighting the good fight of faith, and the enemy does have muscle, the enemy does have resources, the enemy does have things that he can throw at you and throw in your way, but you keep moving in Christ, and you consider it pure joy when you face trials and tribulations of all kind, and you also pray through those things. As you pray, God opens jail doors and knocks shackles off of hands and feet, and God clears the way. But so often, the enemy just beats you into subjection and into submission, and you stop praying. You stop worshiping. You stop praising God. Give God some praise right now. I'll wait. Give God some praise right now and tell Him, just thank Him. Thank Him that you woke up this morning. Thank Him that He put you on your way. Thank Him that you have a roof over your head. You got something to eat. You got water that you can drink. And you've got the consciousness to be able to see and to be here and to be part of what God is doing in this incredible window right now. And this really is an incredible, incredible window to be engaged in the things of the living God. You want to be engaged in the things of the living God right now. Because the world and all that's in that world system is passing away. Everything that the world has is falling apart. And their offers are comical, ridiculous. It's shallow to look and to see. I mean, there's it's just empty before even they start. But in Christ Jesus, there's fulfillment. In Christ Jesus, there's purpose. In Christ Jesus, there's clarity of thought and mind and direction. You know, that's something too. The enemy works very hard is to put you in that fog where you don't know where to go. You don't know what to do. And you know what? There's windows and seasons sometimes where God might keep you in a position, but this is something different. This is where the enemy wants to paralyze you so that you can't make a good decision or a good choice in line with God's plan and purpose, because you've so wore out and so beaten down by all that you've gone through leading up to that moment. And right now, in Jesus' name, Father, I pray for people that are listening right now that that's the situation they have been in. And Lord, I just pray that you would lift them up and strengthen them and quicken them, Lord, even as when Elijah was tired after his battle with the prophets of Baal and Asher, and he had to get out of there in order to be able to not be killed by Jezebel. And when he was frustrated and he's under that tree, you came and you met him and you quickened him and you fed him and you built him up so that he can continue on in the journey. And I pray that, Lord, for everybody that's hearing my voice right now, I pray that you quicken them in the journey, and I pray that you quicken them in the task at hand so that they can do the next set of things that are necessary for this window, because there are works to be done right now. Not vainglory, not people building their personal empires and their personal things, but your work, Father, that you want done at such a time as this for your plan and your purpose that needs to be manifest on the earth right now. And you work in partnership with your people, even as you have from the very start when you made your creation, Father. You had your people here and you engaged in and through them to do your plan and your purpose. You've worked through people throughout. You manifest yourself in the flesh just to give an example as well. And Lord, I just pray, Father, that your people would be quickened and strengthened so that they can do the works of God that are necessary right now. Lord, I pray for them, and we pray for one another right now, Lord, to strengthen, to quicken, to remove this spirit of heaviness. Remove, in Jesus' name, the spirit of heaviness off of your people right now in Jesus' name. And I would also quicken and remind you guys of the scriptures. Put on the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You want to put on the garments of praise. You got to praise God. Praise God in the middle of the situation that you've been in the middle of. Praise God in the middle of your trial and your tribulation and the storm. You know, in the middle of the storm, praise God. He's going to protect you and He's going to lift you up. Father, in Jesus' name, please bless your people. Watch over us, Lord. Keep us in Jesus' name. Amen. You know what? There's going to be all kinds of things on the horizon. But you got to just trust Him. And you know, I think too, there's also this element of really just letting go. You know, because God knows how He's wired you. He knows things that are just coming out from within you of hopes and dreams and all of, but just let all of that, just put that all before God. You know, if some things manifest, great. If they don't manifest, that's fine too. You know, if you have something, great. If you don't have anything, you know, of significance or worth, that's fine too. Put it all before God. Let it go. You know, when it comes to hurts and of the past and all that, listen, forgive, release, just keep moving. Because all of those things become weights and drag you down. And you're not carrying any of this out of this life anyways, whatever it may be. So just release it now and move in eternity. Release it now and let go and let God continue to take you forward in what His plan is for you. So, in the middle of everything, trust God and know that He's going to take care of you. He's going to watch over you. His purpose is going to be manifest. God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. Keep on and keeping on. And, yeah, we love you guys. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.